Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some, introduce to others. They call him Coach. They call him the Love Guru. They call him Doc. The Professor. The host with the most. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith.
I feel the master.
I feel him.
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready?
Southeastern part of the United States. So I get an opportunity to come and talk some sports with you on this Wednesday, which is wonderful Wednesday, hump day. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in because we're an interactive radio station. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Repeat that again, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith as we get an opportunity to talk about the hottest topics in our historical black colleges and university conferences, along with the high school, middle school athletics, completing in the southeastern part of the United States. We also want you to check us out on the web. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then we're also excited to have some awesome co-hosts that join us from time to time. And I'm really excited because I know a lot is going on and we want to make sure they can tune in when they can. But I'll give them a shout out. You help, young man Hale from the great state of Alabama, North Alabama. He's known as the King. We recognized him recently for winning a middle school football city championship and a middle school football county championship up in Madison, Alabama. Shout out to Liberty Middle School and their coach, Coach Tremaine Team Edwards, a co-host on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Also, we want to give a shout out to Coach Lauren D. Smith. Coach Lauren is a coach here in the Montgomery area, and she's a middle school girls varsity coach at Goodwin Middle School. So we want to give them a shout out because I know they won the first, the second. I know they won by 3 or 4 games. So keep doing what you're doing, coach. You're one of the co-hosts, and when it's time, you can join up, and we'll excited to have you. Also, we have a young man that hails from the South Central Alabama. He serves as second in charge at the Alabama High School Athletic Association. We're our prayers for him because he had surgery today. So found out he's in good spirit, and we're now praying for recovery and truly, truly look for none other than, they call it Touchdown Tony. Coach Tony Stallworth, better known to many as Touchdown Stallworth. Also, we have a young man, Hale, from South Central Alabama as well. He's in the high school coach. He's a high school official. He also a business owner and so on. We have him as a partner with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, none other than Coach Marla Smith. So those are the individuals that join us from time to time to coach what we're trying to do. But you know, I'm solo tonight, so I'm going to make it do what it do. Somebody says solo, that goes along with low, so low. We're happy to have that. We also want you to check us out on our live broadcast. We're being broadcast on six different devices tonight. So I'm truly excited. We're moving up because we added one more to it. But on Facebook, go to facebook.com/DRAlbertoSmith. Also, you can check us out on Instagram. And we're broadcast on Z Squad Greenville, 1981. The members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity of Greenville, Alabama, partners with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We have to make sure because you can know we're just trying to make things happen when we have the opportunity. On Tumblr Live, you can check us out at Dr. Low Smith blog. Then also on Twitter. We normally go to at Lorenza D. Smith 15. We're not using Twitter tonight. No, we got Rumpley. Rumpley is the one we're using now, and that's WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23. So check us out there. It's a new site we're working. But it's last, never not least, is TikTok. We got individuals popping up. I want more people to continue to join us on TikTok. You can check us out on DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. So we're excited to have a chance. Now, if you want to tweet the show while we're going through the process, you can go to Zeta Phi Sigma underscore number 10 and at Lorenza D. Smith 15 along with at Tremaine Edward with the number 7 and at Coach underscore L underscore Smith. So we have many opportunities to connect with us, and we want you to take advantage. We're an interactive station where you have a chance to correspond back and forth with us, communicate back and forth with us. What we want you to do is type in your comments. And truly, I thank each and every one of you all taking time to be a part of this. We also want you to know that WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're heard by and watch in 41 countries. So this is an international platform, and we're glad to be able to provide this. Also, we want you to register for WBSW giveaways, and we give away some awesome things. We give away so far, dating back 2 years ago, 20 hotel stays, which are trips. We pay for the hotel stay from Cancun, Mexico, Hawaii, over to Atlanta, by way of the Grand National Park in Nashville, New Orleans, Las Vegas, Orlando. And we are stepping out of our comfort zone because of our sponsors. We'll be raffling off. So you have to get your name in so you can be a part of the raffle. Hotel stay 5 nights and 6 days, Paris, France. That's going to be the first international trip we're going to have available for you to wrap up. We're going to be doing it all through the holidays. Now, the holidays started for us after Thanksgiving got here. We're moving all the way to New Year. So we're going to be wrapping it off throughout the process. Also during that process, we're going to wrap it off 5 nights, 6 days, hotel stay in Dubai. So you got a chance to register and put your name in. You either win one or the other. You never know. You put your name in there. And last but not least, 6 days, in Bali. So you got a chance to have a hotel stay. Now, you just keep in mind, you may win the hotel stay. You have to take care of the travels and take care of your amenities and the activation. We want to give you an opportunity. We want to give a shout-out not only to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, but a shout-out to TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. He truly, truly plays a major part in giving it, but all the other sponsors help what we're trying to do. We ask you also to transaction along with your name. We use four means of transaction: Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle. Send it to WVSW Radio, all together, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com. Repeat that. WVSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23@gmail.com. Send your name, a means of transaction, Cash Out, whatever it may be. We also ask you, if you're on the line now, you want to be a part of the raffle of these wonderful trips will be given away, not only just the international trip. We're going to come back and we're going to have one to Atlanta as well, which will be 3 nights and 4 days. Or Orlando, 3 nights and 4 nights. Now, when you win the trip, you activate it, you have up to 18 months to take advantage of the hotel stay. That's up to you. We just want you to be a part of it. So we want to make sure you're registered. If you're on the interactive sites that we have here, we want you to type in your name if you want to be passed part of the raffle. Type the name in along with a message. If you don't want to use the means of the transaction, just type your name in and set a like up, because I need to see some likes tonight. I need to see some likes. I need to see some hearts. I want to see your follow, because we want to offer you some information. It's interactive. You can be a part of. We want to know what's going on in your neck of the woods. Let me give a shout out to and I'm going to make sure I said this young lady. I'm so proud I had a chance to meet her. She's my grandson's mother, and it's exciting to be able to meet my grandson this morning. I had a chance to meet him. Thank you so much. Tiana Nache, thank you so much for making that possible. Brown Shug, none other than Tiffany Davis. Wallace Russell, one of my former players from over there at Cloverdale Junior High School. Thank you so much, Wallace, for being a part of this. We're going to give a shout-out to several people. We got Al joining us. Thank you so much. I have Glenn Dominique Four, along with Lay. Thank you. Wilmer is Wilmer Black. Thank you for joining us. Lady D. Thank you, Lady D, for being a part of this. We have Demetria 223. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We have a user. Thank you. And I'm going to give you a wave of hi. We have two smiley faces. And oh, no, that's two, look like two sad faces. And we don't have a name, so we'll give them a shout out. Val, thank you for taking time to be a. I'd like to encourage all of the individuals that you may know to share this live. I encourage you to share this live broadcast and invite others to come, the friends that you have, so they'll be a part of. We have Karen Miller. Thank you so much. Antoinette Gray. We have PDT 302 joining us. We have Stanzit. Thank you for joining us. We have J.E. Bullock joining us. We have Peaches 50. Thank you, Peaches. Thank you so much. We have Munchkin joining us. Frederick Ford with the number 4. Thank each and every one. I ask you to share this with many of your friends. Let them know that this is what we're doing. We're going to be talking about some sports in a minute. We truly, truly want to make sure we give you the shout out, give you the holler. Also, we have lots of hugs. Thank you so much with the number 3 joining us. Thank you for being a part. Now, you know, we have these handles and TikTok. They may not be just names. They may have their own little hat on. We'll give a shout out. But if you get way beyond the area we want to support and say, we're not going to say it the way you may want us to say it. So just remember, we want you to also sow a seed. sow a seed with WBSW Radio by cash apping, whether you want to do $1 to help our radio station do the things we do, or purchase the various books we have to give away, or pay the postage on the book. So sow a seed with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And you can send it by cash app. That's $Lorenza, LORENZADSMITH, Lorenza D. Smith. Thank you so much. Join us. You know, we're putting this out. This is your choice. You can be a part of it. If not, it's fine. Still, thank you for your support, because we truly have to have you on here checking us out. Whether you click on, stay 2 minutes or 3 minutes, it adds to when we are trying to put our analysis of where our listeners are. And where our listeners, what part, what gender, we can do everything based on some of the names. And plus, we have analytical information given to us each and every day. So let's talk about Championship Bound. That's the title of tonight's title. Championship Bound. We've been watching some football late. We've watched to the point we're down to now conference championship. And we're going to talk about the various conference championships. So you championship bound will not be in the championship if you're not in the tournament per se or in the playoffs. And we want you truly understand that. So you can be championship bound in your heart. I have nothing wrong with that. I don't have nothing against that. I support you on that. But when we're talking about talking sports plus prime time, the voice of the historical black colleges and university, high school and middle school athletic in the southeastern part of the United States. We're talking about going to the championship. Check out and see if your town or your town or in your community going to the championship. Let me give a shout out to Ren Neat. Thank you so much. And George, thank you so much for joining us. Let's talk about the historical black college and university storyline. One of the first things we want to focus on, we've been doing it all season, is the road to Atlanta. A lot of people are not aware of what the road to Atlanta is. It's the road where the two major conferences of the historical black colleges and universities, the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, and the Southwest Athletic Conference champion, get together and play what we call the Black College National Championship Bowl. And we're excited to talk about the rankings, because the rankings are so important. We started with the preseason all the way up to where we are tonight. This is week 14. You have ranked number one, Florida A&M University. They took over the number one ranking 2 weeks ago after North Carolina Central lost. And they moved to the top spot. And number two, North Carolina Central is number two. They had an opportunity to play in the FCS playoff, played Richmond. We're going to share the information about the results on that game as well. So congratulations to North Carolina Central for getting that into the football sub-championship. Okay? The football sub-championship division, and the playoffs started last week. Give a shout-out to North Carolina Central for going, being invited. Yes, they was not successful, but at least they had the invite. You can't win a championship if you don't get invited. Give a shout-out to Tasima Sunshine Jackson. Thank you so much, Tasima, for joining us. We have Tanisha M. Barnes that's joining us. Thank you, Tanisha, for taking time. Tanisha is a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for being here and being a part. So as we look at the road to Atlanta for 2023, we're talking about those teams that are ranked in the top 21. We're going to quickly run through them. We have Florida A&M, as I mentioned. They are the East Division champion of the SWAC Conference. We have North Carolina Central, who plays second in the MEAC, because they witnessed the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, because they lost to Howard University 2 weeks ago. So Howard replaced them as the number one team in the MEAC, meaning the MEAC in the Bowl in Atlanta. in 2 weeks. You have Jackson State University ranked number three. We have Alabama State University ranked number four. We have Prairie View A&M University, who won the West Division of the Southwest. They'll be taking on Florida A&M down in Tallahassee this weekend at 4 o'clock. Check them out if you're there in the area. Put your meat in the seat. Alcorn State University is ranked number six. Howard University, who actually is the MEAC champion, is ranked number seven. Hampton University is ranked number eight. Tennessee State is ranked number nine. Morgan State University is ranked number 10. Gremlin State University is ranked number 11. University is ranked number 12. Texas Southern is ranked number 13. Bethune-Cookman, Alabama A&M University is ranked number 15. South Carolina State University is ranked number 16. Norfolk State ranked number 17. North Carolina A&T is ranked number 18. Delaware State is ranked number 19. Mississippi Valley State University number 20. And Arkansas Pine Bluff is ranked number 21. So we give a shout out to each one of those teams. To week 14, we will have the final rankings coming out this at the end of the first of next week. And we will talk about that ranking on Balling with the Dogs. Let's give a shout out to my frat brother, Anthony Brinkhead, one of us from the great state of Georgia. Thank you so much, frat, for being here and sharing what we're trying to do. Give a shout out to Dr. Lauren Sleeper joining us. Then we have another individual, Zane Jane 1979 joining us. Sports 12379 joining us. We have Myron Toles 200 joining us. Jason Fed Seiko joining us. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all, taking time to join us. As we move forward to the rankings for the American Football Coaches Association, they come out with a poll, and this is their poll in the 14th week. You have ranked number seven, have Florida A&M University. Out of the top 25, Florida A&M University. Ranked number 14, North Carolina Central University. Ranked number 14 in the American Football Coaches Association Coaches Football Poll for FCS, which is Football Championship Subdivision, Historic Colleges and Universities football teams. And give a shout out to the Division II champion, the 2023 Historical Black College Football Division II. Those conferences, there's two conferences. You have the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic College, SIAC, and you have the CIAA, Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. And this year, 2023, matter of fact, 2022 as well, back-to-back, Benedict College out of the SIAC winning the Black College National Championship for Division II. So excited, and we'll give a shout-out to Benedict College. Thank you so much for being consistent that 2 years in a row in a HBCU 2023 Football Coach of the Year. Chinninsberry, Benedict College. His record this year was 11-0. Second consecutive season to win the championship. Said it again. Second consecutive season to win the championship of the conference championship, and for him to be Coach of the Year and go undefeated in regular season. If you ever coach or ever play in the game, it's tough to go undefeated back to back. We're being amazed by the University of Georgia. 29 straight wins. We give a shout out, even though it's not his school, but college and university, excelling at a high level. We're going to have to say for Benedict, that's back-to-back, undefeated season. So we said 22 games. Then you have Georgia, who won 29 games, unheard of, is the best in the SEC. We give a shout out to those teams and those players in that community for working hard. Also, we want to share with you the first inaugural Florida Beach Bowl. Everybody probably said, Beach Bowl? Yes, there's a Beach Bowl with the CIAA representative and the SIAC representative, which is Division II Historical Black College and University. That'll be held in Fort Lauderdale, if you said right. C. Smith from the CIAA with a 7-year will be meeting Fort Valley State University, who has a 7-3 record from the SIAC, in the inaugural event, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, inside the DRB PNK Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. So give a shout out. Congratulations to Johnson School and Bulls with a 7-3 record, going to represent the CIAA, going against the IAC representative, which is Fort Valley State Wildcats. So we truly want to give them a shout out. It's too good to see these kind of competitive situations, coaches picking teams to the highest level. So we do want to give them a shout out because that's what it's all about, championship bound. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 so we'll get you on the line. Ask for your location, and then we're going to chat about championship bout. Tell me what's going on in your neck of the woods. What teams are making it happen in your neck of the woods? Did I call out your team that's in the rankings on their way to Atlanta? Did I call out your team for winning the Division II Historical Black College National Championship? Did I call out your team representing that conference, both of those conferences of Division II, when they go down to Fort Lauderdale? First ever, which is an inaugural event, the Florida Beach Bowl, and they look to have a ball down there. Let me give a shout-out to one of our sponsors, L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stalwart at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Let's give our shout out to Mr. Anthony Stalwart. I mentioned him earlier. One of our co-hosts on tonight's show, he had surgery today and he's in recovery now, but he has a lawn service. Lawn Service, LLC, located in the South Central Alabama. If you want to still give him a call, he still is able to get up and move around, able to respond. He will respond. Or go to Facebook. You can go to Facebook, but you can give him a call at 334-300-7401. Again, 334-300-7401. Or go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stalwart, and he'll be able to get back with you. And maybe say something if you're in South Central, he can work with you. Also, I want to also share with you that the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, on December the 16th, will be distributing blankets, free blankets to the elderly in the nursing home in Georgiana, Alabama. And it's Georgiana Rehab Center, LLC, and they will be there giving those blankets out in between the hour of 11 and 12 o'clock, 11 a.m. and 12 o'clock noon. Those brothers will be giving those blankets out, donating. Let me give a shout out to the corner of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Gina Robinson, our host, our co-host of two of our shows, Tina Robinson, twin sister. Thank you. She's in the great state of Georgia. Thank Tina Robinson. Thank you so much for joining us. And I have to need y'all to send the heart. If you're joining us, hit the heart, hit the likes. You know, if you don't want to do the hearts and you got a problem, somebody's going to say something, hit the likes. We need to see some likes. Some likes here. We also give a shout out as well to JJ. Thank you so much. We have, thank you so much. And also join us, Sky Warcorn. Thank you. Arthur Shoemaker, Mary Miles, 117. Chris joined us. Arthur Green joined us. Marcy Tucker joined us. Thank you so much. I'm going to say hi to each and every one of you all. Thank you folks so much for joining. Brother Brakey shared with us, said his oldest daughter lived there, which is in Fort Lauderdale. If you need to call her for a spot. All right. And he's talking about Mary. He's talking about Mary at a high school. Thank you. His kids graduated from there. And the team is the Blue Devils, so we want to give a shout-out to Marietta High School and the Marietta High School Blue Devils. Thank you so much, Brother Brakey, for taking time to be a part of it. Also, we have Garden joining us. We have S. Basler. That's a lot. Thank you so much for joining. Truly, I'm excited because I'm giving this information, sharing it with you, so you can hopefully let it touch you and share with others. This is interaction. At the Southwest Athletic Conference Championship game. And it's going to be between the MEAC representing Howard University, who won, and the champion from this this is the Southwest Championship game between Prairie View, representing the West, and the East is represented by Florida A&M. So they're going to play the game down in Florida A&M. So, in essence, the game will be at 3 o'clock p.m. in Tallahassee. You can join them. It's going to be on ESPN. You can check them out. This is the Southwest Championship game. And the winner of this will be travel to Atlanta and play the MEAC champion, which is Howard University. We're going to congratulate them. This is their first celebration. Bowlberg. Think about it first, and Howard has been in for a long time. This is their first. Even though they stepped out for a minute, but they came back. This is their first birth to the Celebration Bowl. So that's going to be a good game. Yes, their record is 6-5, but they won the MEAC championship regular season, so they're going to represent the MEAC. Then the winner of Prairie View A&M, who's taking on Florida A&M, who's the number one ranked team in the road to Atlanta of the historical Black versus Power Ranking down in Tallahassee. Put yourself in in the stadium if you can. Put your meat in the seat. Go enjoy yourself. It's going to be an awesome affair, and we want to give a shout out to them. And we're going to recognize them next week when we get the results from those games. We want to share with you about the Week 13 results. They were must-see games, which led toward possibly spots in the historical Black college and university conference championship. So we want to give a shout out to North Carolina Central, who's ranked number 2 in the road to Atlanta in the historical Black college and power ranking, lost to Richmond in the playoff, the football championship sub-division first round. The score was 49-27. Also, on Thanksgiving Day, if I'm not mistaken, it may have been the 99th Turkey Day Classic in Montgomery, Alabama at ASU Stadium. Give a shout out to Alabama State University. The final score of beating Tuskegee, 41-3. Give a shout out to those young men and the coaching staff that's doing an awesome job over at Alabama State University. Old Mother Dear, for the ones that know what I'm saying and talking about. They're doing some awesome things. The final record, if I'm not mistaken, was 7-4, but they ended up 5-3 in the East Division behind Florida to Alabama State University. Then on Saturday, you had the Bayou Classic down there in the Mercedes Superdome. Southern University, Texas State University, so much pride in that game. And the final result was, with an interim coach, Southern University toppled Grambling State University 27-22. So Southern win the Bayou Classic. So give a hand clap of celebration to those teams that was able to secure that of the season to make sure their records is pretty much on the winning side. So that, again, give a shout out to Richmond in the first round of the playoff. Give a shout out to State University in the Turkey Day Club. And give a shout out to Southern for the winning the Bayou Classic. Faith Lane is joining us. Thank you, Faith, for taking time to join us. We have several others. Tim Too joining us. Jenny from Dulac, thank you so much. We got Baby Laxo, Derica Dash Shipper, thank you so much. G for Santos Blog, thank you for being a part of this. You also have several other people join us. You have Shimazaz joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of this. We got a user just jumped in. We're going to give him a wave or hi and let them know we appreciate them being a part of it. We want to also focus on the must-see games for Week 14 in the Historic Black Colleges and University Athletic Championship game down in Tallahassee. We give a shout-out to Florida A&M, who, for the last since they come into the Southwest Athletic Conference, they have been second in the Eastern Division behind Jackson State University, as you know. So they finally, Jackson State dropped out a notch, and they moved up to the number one team in the Eastern Division. They have a very mature football team that they're going to be coming out hard. They're going to play hard because they're playing at home to win the Southwest Athletic Conference. They've been in the conference 3 years because they came from the Mid-East Athletic Conference to join the Southwest Athletic Conference. Some say they joined the toughest division of the Southwest Athletic Conference, which is the Eastern Division, but each year they were finishing second. The loss they received they had was against Jackson State. So Jackson State won the SWAC championship. So they're the one sitting in the big dog seat. So congratulations to them for sitting in that seat in the Eastern Division. They'll be taking on Prairie View, who had to really, really fight hard. They played 2 weeks ago, they played Alabama State University, and they beat them 21-14 to secure the Southwest West champion, so they can be in this championship round. We want you to be part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 7-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, the location that you can chat with Dr. Lawrence B. Smith. And we talk about championship bound. We're talking about football. We're talking about college sports. But at this time, since we're in season, we focus on football. We're moving basketball, track, and other areas, softball, as we move down into the spring sport. The next thing area we want to focus on before we move forward, we want to give a shout-out to our next sponsors. See, we have to make sure we keep these sponsors at the forefront. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama is a co-partner endeavor doing. We thank you. That's WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one at Mary Ruth's Restaurant, along with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Tri-State, Soap Gym by Jackson the Great, plan about what we're doing. So we want to make sure we pay their advertisement.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch. Including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm, good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
My. Check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. If you want to talk to either one of the co-owners, Mr. Lala Smith, a member of Phi Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, along with his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, the number is 334-549-0950. You can find out what they have available, what's the menu for the day. He's posted on Facebook. All you have to go to Marvin Smith on Facebook, and he's posting his daily meals and what's going on. So check them out down in Georgiana, Alabama. I'd like to give them a shout-out, being a co-sponsor in what we're trying to do. Truly, truly, as we move forward to our next segment, which we have about, truly, truly, about 20 minutes. And we want to make sure we touch on the Coach's Corner. Whenever we talk about the Coach's Corner, we're moving to the Power Five and the Group of Five. We want to first discuss the rankings in the college football playoff ranking came out yesterday, but I always try to go stick with the AP poll, which comes out on Monday, and move forth. And if wherever there's some swap and changes there, they're going to be closer related. The AP poll, we're only going to do the top 10, start off ranked number one again in the college football playoff poll, Georgia, with 52 first-place votes. Ranked number two, Michigan, with 10 first-place votes. Ranked number three, Washington, the University of Washington. Ranked number four, Florida State. Ranked number five, Oregon. Ranked number six, Ohio State, who played Michigan last weekend. We're going to talk about it. And they dropped down from number two to number six. Texas is ranked number East. And number 10, you have Penn State out of the Big Ten. So those are the top 10 colleges. And when we come back next week on Ballin' with the Doc, we'll give a final ranking and how we'll see how the playoff and the bowl picture look at that time. That way we really be going bowling then. So give a shout out to five. Coaches poll is to it pretty much as well. They fall in line, except when they start getting on the 12 through 25. It changed just a little bit, but the top eight just swapped a little bit. Florida State moved up, Ohio State behind Oregon. So that's truly, truly looking for what's coming up. Let's take the opportunity to talk about those week 13. That was a must game. And those must-see games kept the weekend lit up. So most of you may have had an opportunity to sit down and watch those games. It was rival weekend. And we're going to start off with the state of Georgia. We had number one Georgia taking on Georgia Tech. Surprisingly, some people kind of were surprised with how Georgia Tech played, because they kept remembering them in that formation where they were the triple option. What they needed to do was do something a little different. And I'm getting a little kickback somewhere on my internet, but we're going to make sure we get our live broadcast back up on our Tumblr, because sometimes that's what we get. We get back sometimes, but we have to be patient. Georgia Tech, 31-23. Was shocking. A lot of individuals. They don't know whether the effort was put there or how they were prepared or just some things need to be fixed. So Georgia won to improve their record to 12-0 to get ready to take on the SEC West Division champion on Saturday in Atlanta. Number two, Ohio State lost to Michigan, who was number three. The final score was 30-28. I don't know if you had a chance to watch that game, but it was nick and tough all the way to the end, and able to make the plays at the end to win the game. If you remember, their coach has been suspended. So I think it's Sharon Moore. He's been, make sure I got his name, Brian Moore, is the acting head coach, and he's had three strong victories. Matter of fact, three in the earlier. So he had three strong victories, putting himself in a position to be a possible head coach. Also, you had number four, Florida State, taking on their rival, Florida. They beat Florida 24-15 with a backup quarterback because the Jordan Travis got hurt the week before. We had the state of Kentucky. You had Kentucky taking on number 10, Louisville. And Kentucky won the game 38-31. So they got the bragging rights. In the state of Washington, you had Washington State taking on University of Washington, who's ranked number 5, and the final score was 24-21. A last second Washington was able to kick to beat Washington State. In the state of Oregon, you had number 6 Oregon taking on number 11 Oregon State. Final score was 31. The state of Alabama, it was a game to the end between Alabama and Auburn. Down to one place, 4-1. Alabama don't get this. They lose the game, lose their chance as a play in the playoff. Everybody have a chance because they're championship bound. They're at this point. They're getting ready to go to that point. And it was a pass thrown and caught on 4th-31 in the corner of the end zone by IB. They'll bond from Melrose to win the game on 4th-31. That was 4th-and-goal. Couldn't get the touchdown. They only got the touchdown. 10 years ago, you had the miracle kick return of 105, 108 yards. Chris Davis did it for Auburn to beat Alabama, and he returned. So it was an awesome that keeps them in the hunt. Alabama's ranked number 8. In this week CFP Pro College Football Playoff poll, and Auburn 24. Ole Miss played on Friday night, played Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss won the game. They ranked number 12, 17, in Mississippi State 7. So those are the games that was played for the weekend and all the rivals that were mentioned and talked about. And next we'll discuss the projected candidate, the top 6 projected candidate. You have one quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., is a candidate for Heisman. LSU quarterback, Jay, is a candidate for the Heisman. Who fell out of the numbers, Ohio State wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. fell out of that opportunity, so he dropped out. However, Oregon, quarterback Bo Nix, is still in the running. And a quarterback who has one high win, and it was mentioned because it's being mentioned and added, that's Jalen Milroe from the University of Alabama, has been included as a top 4 now. So we give a shout out to each of those players for the success they're having to be Heisman candidate. Yes, you see, I had 6, but who dropped out? Jordan Travis dropped out from Florida State. Marvin Harrison dropped out. So those two dropped out, put it back down to number four. We want to take an opportunity to give a shout-out to our sponsor, one of our sponsors, Dope Gym by Jackson and Grace. And we're excited to be able to partner with them and do some things, work with them, make a difference. And it's Dope Gym by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Jackson and Grace, Jennifer Jackson, Jennifer 1N, give her a call, and it's true, you have an opportunity at 251-369-1344, that's Jennifer Jackson, with Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace, some of the best soap and perfume scents she had created, and it's awesome. We truly want to give her a shout out for it, and tell her thank you. WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so proud to have her as a supporter. Or go to Facebook and type in Charlie's Angel, or Jennifer Jackson, and you can DM that person, get a chance to talk with them about their product and what they're doing. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. As we move forward to look at what's coming up, because I'm really excited about the opportunity to look at some games that are coming up this week. It's the must-see games of this week, week 14. You have number one Georgia taking on number eight Alabama in Atlanta for the SEC championship. Number two Michigan taking on Iowa in the Big Ten championship. Number five Florida State taking on number 10, but Louisville dropped down to number 15 in the new poll for the ACC championship. Number three, Washington. They'll play this game on Friday night. Be taking on Oregon in the Pac-10. The Pac-10 championship. It's still a Pac-10. They said Pac-12. You also have number six, Texas, taking on number 20, Oklahoma State, in the Big 12 championship. And you have SMU taking on number 23, Tulane in the American Athletic Championship. Tulane is the highest ranked group of five team who will get an opportunity to be in a New Year's Six Bowl if they can win this game coming up this weekend. So we have awesome stuff for this weekend. So put your meat in the seat or put your meat in your couch and recline and watch some of these awesome games starting Friday night and they'll go all the way to late Saturday night. Only the top four go get in. So is it your team? Let me give a shout out to Maria Dungeni, 26. You have Sheraton Soul, thank you so much. Boot Gabriel Rebet, thank you so much. Got a user joining us. Leonard Van Lynn, JC_Rebar, Derek Pugh, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Thank Brother Pugh for being a part of this. Thank you for taking time. Then we have My Goals, Michelle Willa. Thank you. And another user that's joined us. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all, taking time. Thank you, Brother Breaking, for sharing many thoughts here. You said, great job, Frank, going on with our HBCUs. Thank you so much, brother, for sharing. Appreciate it. But send us a like. Send some likes up. Y'all send some likes up. I need some likes up. Everybody need to be able to send a like up. I need for you to make sure you hit that button. Press the hearts. Do the hearts. You just need to be a part of this, and we thank you for doing it. We're really, really excited about coming before you and doing it. Let me look at the next is a transfer reporter. You will see in the next week a lot of players after the bowls, oh, sorry, after the championship games are over with, will decide they probably won't play. They're prepared to transfer. Some are already putting their name in. I think they have number the fourth to kind of officially let everybody know in the transfer reporter so you can move to another team. Matter of fact, as soon as the season comes to the closing part, is already 100 plus FBS players already in the 2024 transfer portal. You said, what is that? That's if a player hadn't completed his eligibility, he has an opportunity to go and be a part of another team, whether he's a graduate student or whether or not he's just transferring as a sophomore or junior. There are several people in there. Closer we get to the weekend, more individuals going to the NCAA, transfer forward, they transfer up, transfer laterally, transfer down. Have an opportunity to seek another opportunity. So we give a shout out to those brothers and those individuals who wants to do it, and they're immediately eligible to do it. So you may receive a player to your team. You might be looking like, oh, we got a new player here. So the availability was there. Our next segment is on the high school division, but we want to play out of his organization. It was just recognized by the Chamber of Commerce in Montgomery, Alabama. So I definitely want to play his, what he's doing, where he had taken this company to grow way over in the six figures, and it's a consulting company that works with you to administer your grant and other things, research and whatever it may be. Give a shout out to TriStat LLC.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. You give him a call. I gave those two numbers given, but I'm going to give you his number that I made contact with him, and we appreciate him partnering with what we're doing here. You can give him a call at 334, and I always had to go back and check and make sure the number 324-320-5438. 334-320-5438. Scott. And as we move to our last segment, we're going to talk to and the playoff pitcher, the matchup, and also the girls' flag football championship. We're going to talk about that along with some rankings in each one of the divisions. And we're going to start off with State of Alabama. You have classes we want to share with you. You have the 6A Pike Road. 6A Pike Road High School taking on Saraland High School for the division, and I will call the South Division. Getting ready to move the championship. They'll decide the South Division on Friday night. Parker out of Birmingham, give a shout out to Brother Rory Kent, his school, Parker taking on Clay of Chalkville. 5A, you have Eufaula taking on Gulf Shores. In the South Division, in the North Division, you got Gunnersville taking on Ramsey out of Birmingham. In the 4A, you have Booker T. Washington High School out of Tuskegee, Alabama, taking on Blake Preparatory High School in Montgomery. In the South Division, you got Cherokee County taking on Westminster Christian. And these are the competitors for the 6A, 5A, 7A, and for, I'm sorry, 4A. And the 7A, as I want to mention, you have already clinched a spot in the championship game. You have Central of Phoenix City, ranked number one, take four-time champion, 7A four-time champion, Thompson High School out of Alabaster, Alabama. So we're going to look to see how that finals will go. We also want to share that there are some games in the playoff in Georgia. You got Harris County losing to Jefferson 35-12. You have Carver of Columbus, Fitzgerald 17, beating Callaway 14. Then we have Shutley County 28 and Early County 24. So those are some games out of the state of Georgia. We want to give a shout out. And for the girls high school flag football championship, this is the second year, and they're really excited because in the 1A through 5A, you have Winona High School out of Birmingham taking on Montgomery Catholic High School girls. 6A and 7A, you have Hill High School taking on Central Phoenix City High School girls on Wednesday night, which is December the 6th, if I'm not mistaken. They'll play the game at 4 o'clock. Then the boys will come back and play the 7A championship by 7 o'clock or a little bit after. So we look forward to supporting them. This is our week 14 power ranking for the high school in the state of Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Indiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. Starting off with Alabama High School Athletic Association, got Central High School ranked number one, Clay of Chalkville ranked number two, Thompson ranked number three, Sarah ranked number four, Mary Old Montgomery ranked number four, and Hillcrest makes up the top six in the state of Arkansas. You have Greenwood High School, Fayetteville High School ranked number two, High School ranked number three, Bensonville is ranked number four, Bryan is ranked number five, Little Rock Christian Academy is ranked number six in the great state of Arkansas. Florida High School Athletic Association, ranked number one, IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. Chaminade Madonna, ranked number two. St. Thomas Aquinas is ranked number three down in the South Peninsula of Florida, in the Fort Lauderdale area. Coca, ranked number five. I'm sorry, number four. Norland in Miami is ranked number five. Number six is Buckhall. And number seven is American Heritage down in Asia. So we'll give a shout out to all that's part of the Fort Lauderdale area, in that area. And not far from Miami as well. You should stay down there so I can tell you all it's within of each other. So we give a shout out to American Heritage, St. Thomas Aquinas, Chaminade Madonna, all that is down in that area. So congratulations to those teams. Out of the great state of Georgia, we have Walton High School, number one, Colquitt County, number two, Thomas County Central, number three, Grayson, number four, Carrollton, number five, and Candom is right number six in the Georgia High School Athletic Association top six. In the great state of Kentucky, we have five teams. We have Boyle County,
is number two.
Frederick Douglass is number three. Corbin is number four. Lafayette or Lafayette, Christian Academy, number four. Let me back it up. Number five is Bryant Station. Corbin is number four. I'm down all in Louisiana. Next we have Louisiana. That might be your state. St. Thomas More is ranked number one. Edna Carr is ranked number two. Then you have Ruston is ranked number three. Now, Lafayette Christian Academy is ranked number four. And Acana is ranked number five. In great state of Mississippi, give a shout out to number one, Oak Grove, who's been there for quite a few weeks. Number two, West Jones. Number three, Louisville. Number four, Starkville. Number five, Brandon. Number six, Hartfield Academy. Number seven, Tupelo is joining in number seven. In the South Carolina High School League, number one, Dufford, ranked number two. South Florence, ranked number three. Northwestern, ranked number four. West Side is ranked number five in the great state of South Carolina. In the great state of Tennessee, High School Athletic Association, McCall is ranked number one. Baylor is ranked number two. Oak, ranked number three. Houston is ranked number four. Bradley Central is ranked number five. West is ranked number six. Germantown is ranked number seven. And Texas High School Athletic Association, you have DeSoto High School ranked number one. Duncanville is ranked number two. Forest is ranked number three. North Crowley is ranked number four. Byron Nelson is ranked number five. And South Lake Terrell High School is ranked number six. Each one of those schools, what they're doing, being competitive, but the championship, so we said championship bound. That's what the title show tonight. We appreciate each and every one of you all joining. I still have a few people I want to give a shout out to that's joining us. And I didn't call their name, but I want to make sure I give their name a call, or give them a call. I'm going to give a shout out to Amara J51, Woodhorse 45, Albert Dodie Best, Carlo Austin. You have, let me get this, I want to make before I move forward, James Christian, Roofing Body Works that's joining us. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all. I need you to hit the like buttons as well. Please hit those like buttons because I want to see some likes now. I want to see some hearts. Thank you so much. Our Zeta of Z Squad, Greenville, 1981, has an hour-long time opportunity and it went out. Thank you so much. For everybody else, thank you for joining us. It's been awesome being here with you tonight because, see, when God gives a chance to come before you, we just be excited to share some information. This is the internet station. We're number one. We have watchers and listeners in 41 countries. So we're truly excited to have you on the line with us, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's through Instagram, or it's through Rumpley, TikTok, Tumblr, wherever it may be. We're so glad to have you as a part of this. We cannot do it without you. So we thank you for taking time. But we need you to get your name in. We need to get your name in a MEMA transaction in. The four means that we accept the Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and you also have Zelle. Send it to WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23 at gmail.com. Put your name in the raffle so you can win those trips we have. We have three international trips that we're going to pay for the hotel stay for 5 nights, 6 days, along with a few other areas that we're going to have available for you. We just want you to be a part of it. God has blessed us with this to give. We want to continue to give back. our sponsors, the one I definitely have to give a shout out to, because they're always there. They're always making sure that we are successful. Thank you so much, Tri-Stat. Thank you so much, Soap Gel by Jackson the Great. Thank you so much, Mary Ruth. Thank you, L&T Stalwart Lawn Service. Thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We got to give a shout out to them, because we got to play their promo, too. We forgot to play that. We got to play their promo. We'll give a shout out to those brothers, because they're doing some awesome things. Their brand, they said, they lead and never follow. So we give a shout out to them brothers for making things happen. They're making things happen. Support them if you want to support them financially with their blanket drive, throw blanket drive for the elderly. They're going to give to the resident of the nursing home down in Georgiana, Alabama, called Georgiana Health and Rehabilitation Center. Make your donation. You can cash out the chapter. Cash out, $Zeta Phi Sigma. Send your dollar, $100 or $1,000 to help buy a blanket. I'm asking you to do that. Support the cause, because they're doing an awesome thing. So we want to give a shout-out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama.
It's been a pleasure to talk about the winners of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated are providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and the many projects they're taking on November 18th, they was passing out free Thanksgiving meals to those residents of the county, and there were individuals there to come. There's over 80 plus persons that was there getting a free Thanksgiving meal. Now they're handing out blankets. You can support them on December the 16th at the Georgiana Health and Rehab Center in Georgiana, Alabama, and you can send your donation to, we're glad to take it, members of the brothers, the brothers of the chapter, we're glad to make sure we get it, send it to the chapter cash app, and that's $Zeta Phi Sigma. Let me repeat that. You can send your donation, cash, monetary donation, to $Zeta Phi Sigma cash app. Sending support what they're trying to do. So thank you so much for being a part of this. But as we get ready to close out, see, this is Championship Bound. That was the title of our chapter today, the title of the show today. We're so glad to come before you. So what we want to make sure is we want to play something related to sports. And we don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play it, because I tell you, truly, I'm excited to have the opportunity to play this. So let us play this. We don't own the rights to music, but we want to play it.
I go on and on, can't understand how it lasts so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the court. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Where the mic spit one? Let me hit that blunt. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that T to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's open, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. hoes still know they got the buzz. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Is gone, your brain is laid, you've been wide awake for the last 3 days, popping pills, it goes down for real, don't stop, just keep rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand, fall back, you're doing too much, you can't handle all that, man, it's been way too long, time to let the whole world play your songs, like me, my shit, you